The two boats in question were chained together when one of them, the Helena Star, began to sink. The other, called the Golden West, was listing badly when Coast Guard and firefighters got to the scene. Most of the fuel left inside them when they were abandoned, about 20,000 gallons, had already been drained from them last March. That's because they've been on a watch list maintained by the state. Tony Droscher is with the Department of Natural Resources.
One of our biggest issues is just not knowing who owns some of these vessels. A lot of the registrations are expired, documentation can't be found, so that's one of our biggest challenges.
The last registered owner of the vessels was Mason Marina, where they're located. It went bankrupt last March. The state's list of derelict vessels has 230 ships and boats on it now. Most prominent, perhaps, is the Deep Sea, which made headlines when it caught fire and sank last year, contaminating shellfish beds at Penn Cove off Whidbey Island. It was towed to Seattle. The state pays for containment with licensing and registration fees. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.